Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dial pad guest line. That's where we're going right now. Hall of Famer, former Niner wide receiver, 95.7 The Game football insider, Terrell Owens with Joe Lowen Dibs on 95.7 The Game. T.O., good morning. It's always a pleasure to have a chance to speak with you. Last night, win or lose, that was a heck of a football game, wasn't it?
Oh, man, that day, that was definitely worth the price of admission last night. Everybody expected or anticipated a great game. They got definitely earned their money. Great game by both teams. But I think, you know, I think everybody that saw the game saw that when Emmanuel Sanders went down, that was kind of like when the offense stalled a bit. And so overall, great effort on the defensive end. They got after the quarterback. They got him out of the pocket. And when they did that, that's when, you know, Russell Wilson hurt him a bit. But other than that, overall, great game.
It really was. I think, T.O., without a doubt, that's instant classic. That's going to go into the archives as one of the instant classics of the NFL. Unbelievable game. You talked about Russell Wilson getting out of the pocket, and that's where he hurt them. What is the biggest thing that you took away, not just Russell Wilson getting out of the pocket, but just the drops of the receiver for Jimmy G? Didn't seem like the receivers, especially when Emmanuel, like you alluded to, went down, receivers just seemed like Butterfingers just really came to the forefront.
Well, yeah, I mean, that just shows you the value of a veteran receiver, and that's why they went out and got a guy like Emmanuel Sanders. Obviously, I don't know the extent of his injury, but I do realize and I saw once they replayed the play in which he got hurt, as soon as he left the line of scrimmage, he grabbed, you know, on the right side of his rib cage or what have you, and he went into the route, into his route, and he grabbed it again. And so obviously it was something, you know, wrong there, to where obviously he couldn't even come back to complete the game. But as I alluded to earlier, when you bring in a veteran guy like Emmanuel Sanders, it shows you the importance of a veteran receiver and what he can do for your offense, because they were up on Seattle 10-0 at that point. And so from then on, the offense pretty much sputtered throughout the course of the game. As you saw, Bourne had two crucial drops, a first and 10 early in somewhere in the third quarter, and then late in the red zone in the fourth quarter, it was a third and 8. So those were two key drops, critical drops. I think that everyone knows that if Emmanuel Sanders is in that position, in those positions to catch that ball and make plays, those plays are made. So, again, that's what really hurt the Niners, I think, going forward.
T.O., it gets to overtime. They've got 4th-and-1 at the Seattle 29. They elect to kick a field goal, which Chase McLaughlin misses the 47-yarder. Do you think they should have gone for it to advance the sticks there and keep the drive alive and maybe give them an easier field goal try later?
I mean, it's easier to kind of, you know, go by hindsight and say, you know, maybe they should have gone for it. But again, at the end of the day, Chase, I mean, he did a heck of a job considering, you know, the situation that he was in just a week ago coming off the street. And again, you know, to tie the ball game, that was probably the best, that was probably the most pressure field kick, you know, of all the kicks aside from the game winner, is the one to tie it. So I think he did a heck of a job kicking 3 field goals, over 40 yards. And, you know, it shouldn't even have come down to that last game winner. As I alluded to earlier, and I said, if Emmanuel Sanders doesn't go down, this game is pretty much out of hand for the Seattle Seahawks. Hopefully he's not injured to the degree that he's not missing a whole lot of time, but I know you guys, everybody's going to be harping on, you know, whether he should have gone for it on 4th-and-1, kicked the field goal, or whatever the case may be. But in my eyes, looking at the game, it should have never come down to that. As I said, those guys, the guys that are in position now to step up, and play at the receiver position, Bourne mainly, because he had two critical drops. Those are the things that sticks out in my mind as I try to recap the game from last night.
Terrell Owens joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. One of the big issues for the Niners last night, the drops. I know we've been talking about that a little bit here with Sanders leaving the game. Drops, drops, drops. You played at a high level for a long time, but it's not like you were perfect, right? Receivers drop some passes. How do you improve upon that? Like, if it becomes a thing where you're known for drops, and Marquise Goodwin has had struggles with this in the past, what do you do? Is it just more time on the jugs machine?
Again, it's just, I mean, some guys, they show up in big games, and some guys, you know, they flicker when the lights come on. So it's just a comfort level. It's a matter of just concentration. If you look at, you know, the drops that he had, they both hit him dead in the hands. And so, you know, you have guys like that, especially when you have your main receiver go down, these are opportunities that you have to relish. Unfortunately for Bourne, obviously the bullseye is going to be on his back because, again, these are two crucial, critical drops. As I said, in the third quarter, there was a first and 10. You know, I think he had an over route. Jimmy G put it, I mean, it may have been a little high, but he could have made that catch. You're a professional. You're a receiver. You make those type of catches. Then again, in the fourth quarter, there's a third and 8. You're in the red zone. Again, right in his hand. Those are key plays that keeps the drives alive. And at the end of the day, these could lead to touchdowns and lead to major points that they weren't accounted for toward the end of the game. So, as you mentioned, I mean, practice, 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 jugs machines. At the end of the day, you got to make the play.
No question. T.O., when you watch this defense, you see they can get after Russell Wilson. They got after him at times, but the third downs, his ability to make plays with his legs. What does this team have to do in order to be able to stop a guy like Russell Wilson, a guy like Kyler Murray?
You have to put a spy on that guy. I knew you were going to ask that question.
Yeah.
So, in a situation like that, when you have a guy that's very, very mobile, he makes things happen not only with his arms but with his legs. When plays break down, that's why he's one of the that's why he's at the top of the MVP candidate race right now.
Right,
it's because of what we saw last night. In a situation like that, you go when you play them again, they're going to understand. Okay, granted. Those guys are going to funnel him out of the pocket, but you got to have a spy on this guy because he will hurt you. Time and time again, crucial plays last night. They got the pressure on him. They got him. They had him right where they wanted him, but his escapability is like second to none. And so that's why he's Russell Wilson. That's why he's a Super Bowl champ. That's why, again, he's the MVP candidate right now because of what we witnessed last night. And unfortunately, Niners, we came up short. But overall, it was a fantastic game. If you were there to witness that, that was a game to see, and I think a lot of people will remember for a long time.
Are there any games that you played, T.O., in your career that last night kind of reminded you of, games that are wild back and forth? And we had an offensive lineman basically take the ball away from his own quarterback and then fumble it seconds later. Any wild games like that came to mind when you were watching that?
Not really. I mean, I sometimes, like I said, Low can attest to this. When you're in a game, you're in a zone, you don't really realize kind of the ebb and flow of it until you're actually in it.
Right.
I don't remember being in a game such as last night. As a fan, you know, a guy that has played the game, that was really awesome to watch last night, to see just the changing of the guard, that's the going back and forth. Especially when you thought the Niners were out of it, when they went up a couple of touchdowns, when Seattle went up on them, and it was like, oh my gosh, are they going to be able to bounce back? And then here they had a turnover. They get one back. I mean, it was an exciting game to watch last night. If you were in the house, I'm telling you, you definitely got your money's worth.
No question. T.O., from a coaching standpoint, if you take away from the Niners, what could they have done different? What's some of the things you look at and said, wow, if I'm the Niners coaching, I could have did this on – I would have did probably something like this on offense and maybe even defensively as well?
I mean, it's hard to say. I think, they had a number of opportunities where – again, if they catch the ball,
mm-hmm.
those are drives that are kept alive, and I think ultimately there are points on the board. Those are key drops, especially the tip in the third quarter where it was a tip interception, and then the third and 8. I mean, he dropped it. It stalled the drive. So again, that those are potential points that are, you know, on the board that they didn't get. So they have to be encouraged again on how they played, because defensively it was a defensive game on both sides of the ball. So the coach has to be encouraged. As I said, I know everybody's going to, you know, point out key points in the game where the game could have been won or lost. Everybody's going to obviously point out the game-winning field goal that Chase missed. But for me, that doesn't even stick out, because I don't even see it. It shouldn't have even gone down or gotten to that point to where he had to kick a game winner. Had he kicked the game winner, that would have been awesome. But, I mean, he kicked the most important kick of all, the 47-yarder, to tie the game up 24-24.
All right, Tio, we have a short audio clip we want to play for you, and then we want to get your thoughts on what you hear. Anytime Seattle and San Francisco get together on Monday night, it conjures up memories of this. Take a listen.
Garcia going deep. Owens on this side. Just makes the catch. Touchdown. So Owens on the last play on the other side. On this play, comes to the left side. 37 yards, a tremendous adjustment on the play, and the Niners have the lead again. What is that, a pin?
Yeah. He had a pin in his sock.
The infamous Sharpie game. Like, take us through, man. It. When did you put the Sharpie in the sock?
Right before that series. Right before that series. It was just the confidence that I had, and that was part of my DNA, part of my makeup, and what made me who I was on the football field, just that super uber level of confidence that I had, that I could go out and score on that particular drive. So, again, the Niners could have used some of that last night, you know, having a receiver like that going up, making catches. I'm still going to put my bid in. I'm still available. I'm ready. Like I said, when I mentioned those two drops in those situations last night by Bourne, I mentioned third down situations and in the red zone. That's where I definitely will be valuable. Hey, so again, I'm putting my name in the hat.
And rightfully so, T.O., especially last night. You saw the drops, and especially on third down and manuals down. You might have to pick up that phone and call John again. Hey, my boy, he always brags about you giving him that ball. Every time I go to Arizona, I knew he was going to give me the ball. I was like, so you already told him ahead of time about the ball, or he was pretty fired up about that?
Yeah, I had met him the night before. I seen him the night before in the hotel, and for whatever reason, he had asked me to get him an autograph signed football. I just didn't know that it was going to happen during the course of the game.
That's awesome.
I didn't. It was just a coincidence. But hey, he asked for it. They say you ask, you shall receive.
Hall of Famer, more ways than one. Terrell Owens, 95.7 The Game Football Insider with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. We love it, T.O. Thanks so much for your time. We'll catch up with you next week.
Absolutely, no doubt.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.